A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles. Save at Beaumont's mega floor tile event ends soon.
Oh, it's carnage in here. Spot fires everywhere, as Andy Marr would say. Three sweepers I've stuffed up.
Three in a row. Guaranteed he wouldn't do it a third time.
I know. We were just having an interesting chat in the break.
Doesn't make the same mistake twice, let alone three times.
I know. Well, that just sums me up. And all the mistakes, apologies to all those. The trade period actually starts next Wednesday after the Melbourne Cup. Normally it's on the Monday after free agency opens on Friday. So I'm having a really bad day. really bad day.
You've got a lot to look forward to today, though. It's a bad start, mate, but you'll be happy by the end of the day.
We'll be fine. We'll get the ears lowered and it'll be all good. Now, Adam Kelly was on with the boys this morning. Matthew Lloyd and also Kane Corns are on the early trade. So, obviously, as we say, free agency opens on Friday. So, we expect a lot of paperwork to be submitted. So, you've got Joe Danaher, you've got Jeremy Cameron, and another one will be Brad Crouch. This is what Adam Kelly had to say. If that deal is matched and they have to make a trade with the Saints.
I guess we'd be open-minded. Our primary objective this year is to get into the draft, and we've already got a strong hand there with picks 1, 8, 20 and 29. Another early pick would certainly satisfy us where that's our primary objective at the moment. We're looking to get as many sort of top 25 selections in this year's draft as possible, and that's in meeting with our strategy. So that would be the main objective, but we remain open-minded to any other solutions it might present.
So first time in the club history, the Crows will have pick one. So that's exciting for them. And we saw some good kids come on this year. Speaking of the Crouches, so Brad Crouch is going out. Matt Crouch is obviously still at the club, but he's a free agent at the end of next year. This is what Adam had to say about extending his contract. We'll get to that one very shortly. But I want to talk to you about Oratio Fantasia, because he wants to go to Port Adelaide, but he was certainly on the radar for the Crows as well. Let's have a listen to what Adam Kelly said about that.
Now, we haven't spoken to Lazio for a number of weeks now. We had some discussion with him a few weeks ago and had an interest in him if he was to return to SA, but we haven't spoken to him for a number of weeks now.
Your thoughts on it? I mean, his body has just let him down so often. I mean, are you confident he can get that right? And he looked like at the end of 2017 when he kicked 40-odd goals that year that he could be one of the better small forwards in the competition.
Got all the attributes. Body, I'm not sure. He could just be one of those guys that continually has bad luck throughout his whole career because he prepares really well. So there's no real excuses there. Management in terms of the medical staff at Essendon, from my experience, they were great. So yeah, he might have a different opinion and view on that, but maybe you can change a couple of little things on what he does and how he prepares and maybe just, mentally just push through. I know Gen Z kids and Orazio in particular are a little bit sensitive towards their body and a little niggles here and there. But, his talent's quite obvious. But what I think has happened is Port Adelaide have played kind of the strong hand, knowing that what happened last year with Orazio, their discussions, Orazio pulling out really late, and which Port Adelaide thought they
had him.
They had him. And then him coming out at the end of this year, almost desperate again to get home, as much as that wasn't said publicly. I think we all kind of knew it, but Port Adelaide's saying, hang on, things have changed a lot in the last year.
Yeah, we're going pretty well.
We're going pretty well. We're not that desperate for you, but really they were really keen. So externally in the public view, they're trying to show that they're pretty cool, calm, and they weren't that interested. But I think behind the scenes they were. And that's showing Orazio too that we're not going to bend over backwards for you. So then that's where I think Adelaide's then come in, and a couple of weeks ago they've had discussions with him because Raz probably felt that Porter had cooled and they weren't as keen as they were last year, but really they are. And then at some point, Port Adelaide said to Orazio, no, we're keen. So he's nominated Port and a deal will get done there. So
does he walk into their best 22?
I don't think he walks in based on, one, how they've gone this year, the development of their younger players, and his history with his body. So he's got a pre-season to prove that he's worthy of the spot of the 22. And I think it adds great flexibility, but in particular with Rosie, and he's had a really quiet year based on his first year and what, the expectations were of him this year, but him to develop in what I see his future as a midfielder, more as a midfielder forward, having a real impact through that middle of the ground, and then Butters' development too.
Rosie.
So Yeah. So it makes it a lot more flexible down there with the, you know, small forwards as such. But and Raz has shown that he can play up the ground a little bit, pinch hit through the midfield, half back. They were trying to develop him, which he looked promising there for Essendon this year, and his ball use and speed. So there's a lot to like about him, but there's still question marks over his durability.
Yeah, so the Crows, a bit like we spoke to David Noble yesterday with Steph Martin. They've got some players in limbo, David McKay, Miles Boholke, Ben Crocker, and Jordan Gallucci. They're all still waiting for list sizes. There, they're going to bring Jackson Hatley in from the Giants, but let's have a listen to what Adam had to say about the possibility of Matt Crouch extending his contract.
Yeah, look, we'll be attempting to do that. Matt has been a very good player for us over a number of years now, and responded exceptionally well to what was a challenging year for him early this year. And we're in discussions with his management about extending him out. He's part of our leadership group, and a key midfielder for us moving forward. So yeah, we'll certainly be looking to get something done with Matt and his management before the end of next year.
I guess this is a question that's put to every club when you got pick one. Would you trade it? This is what Adam Kelly had to say.
Yeah, look, it's not something that we've fully considered or discussed at this point. I mean, at the moment, our main objective is to understand what our draft hand will be, the compensation or any resulting compensation out of free agency. We'll inform that, and then we might even try and strengthen that position as we head into the draft. So it's probably not until we fully understand our draft hand that we'll have those type of conversations.
Be a gutsy man to trade the first pick the first time in club history.
Exactly.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That is not
unless there's just some ridiculous offer that a club's so desperate to have number one to target a particular player. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
He's just talked about previously to that, I think when we first heard from him, that they're trying to get as many picks as they can in the top 25.
You're not going to give away the best one.
And what, you're going to give away one to get pick, what, 9 and 12 or something like that? That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. So just quickly to round up this conversation on the Crows, still a long build for them, or did you see signs in the second half of the year that they can push up pretty quickly?
I mean, delved into their list as much, but no, I still think it's going to be a slow burn for them. Even the Matt Crouch one, is that free agency, is he restricted? Sorry,
or restricted.
It'd be restricted.
Yeah.
So whether they feel like if it's at the right price, he's been a really solid player, an accumulator, not really damaging, but a solid, really solid player, best and fairest winner.
Yep.
So for the right price, I think they'd be happy to keep him. But if he's got a bit of value there, which they can get something back for him.
He's not an untouchable, is he?
No, that's right. That's what I think. Like, he was pretty, and it was pretty positive on him and if they could get a deal done. But that could change pretty quickly. And I'd suggest there was a bit of value there that a team that needs another accumulator guaranteed someone getting 20, 25 possessions in a game and offering pretty good service is a bit of value there for Adelaide if they still think they're 3-4 years away, which...
They've committed to a long-term build.
Yeah, they have, And you've got to think of what's coming up behind, say, Walker as a key forward, key back roles.
Yep.
Hardigan leaving.
Talia. Getting older, Sloan.
Yep.
So. Yep. They've committed to a full rebuild. We'll get